We welcome you back to The Chosen's A Blended Harmony of the Gospel. We're on day 8, part 3. Jesus is going to withdraw from the crowds and also appoint his 12 apostles. Jesus withdraws and the crowds follow. Jesus was aware of this and departed with the disciples to the sea, and a large crowd followed from Galilee. A large crowd followed from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, beyond the Jordan, and around Tyre and Sidon. The large crowd came to him because they heard about everything he was doing. Then he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him, so that the crowd wouldn't crush him. Since he healed many, all who had diseases were pressing toward him to touch him. Whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God!" And he would strongly warn them not to make him known, so that what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not argue or shout, and no one will hear his voice in the streets. He will not break a bruised reed, and he will not put out a smoldering wick, until he has led justice to victory. The nations will put their hope in his name." Jesus appoints his 12 apostles. During those days, he went out to the mountain to pray and spent all night in prayer to God. When daylight came, he summoned his disciples, and he chose 12 of them, whom he named apostles, to be with him, to send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12. To Simon, he gave the name Peter, and to James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder. Andrew, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. So it's interesting here, all these different towns that he's been going to, large crowds are following. I mean, people just kept following and following. I would. I mean, if I was sick or diseased or crippled, I would want to follow and hope that I could get healed. And then also he's got people following him because they believe that he is the Son of God. And I love it when he would heal someone and or a demon-possessed person would come, that the demon-possessed person would kneel down before him and say, "You are the Son of God." I mean, even the demons knew who he was, which is so ironic because the Pharisees, they don't know. They don't get it yet. But the demons knew who he was, and they, in honor, would be shouting out, "You are the Son of God." So it's interesting that even the demons know his power and who he is. And then I love all of this from Isaiah, that it might be fulfilled. "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight." This is God speaking. "I will put my spirit on him and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not argue or shout like a lot of leaders do, right? And no one will hear his voice in the streets. He will not break a bruised reed and he will not put out a smoldering wick." And I love those two lines because it shows how gentle Jesus can be. I mean, if we're just kind of broken and we're smoldering, he's not going to just snuff us out. I mean, he's not like the world would do. You know, a lot of leaders, if you're not strong and following him and keeping up and all that, you get left behind. But not with Jesus. He's not going to put out a little flicker of light that's hoping for him. "Until he has led justice to victory, the nations will put their hope in his name." And, you know, as Americans, I mean, I feel like we used to be more of a blessed nation because we had put our hope in him and we have his name. At least it's still on our money, but people are trying to get his name and the Ten Commandments out of schools and everything. But it's saying right here that the nations that believe in him and put their hope in him, that they will be victorious. And I just hope America can kind of get back again to getting God to be number one. And then the calling of the disciples, he chose 12 to come, and it says that he sent them out to preach and to have authority and to drive out demons. Wow, that's a pretty good job description, don't you think? That's really exciting. And then the names, of course, Simon, and then he renamed him Peter because he said, "On this rock I will build my church." And to James, the son of Zebedee, and to his brother John, he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder. And then, of course, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. And what I love about all of them is that not a single one was a priest or a Pharisee or a Sadducee or anybody in authority in the temple. They were all just common people, fishermen and tax collectors even, who pretty much were going against all the Jews. So, I mean, he just took normal people, which gives hope that he can use me because I am extremely very normal. no real special talent, and I'm just excited that he picked those 12 with all the different personalities and conflicts that they had, just to show how we can work together as a team, and that the most important thing is not what we are able to do, but that we're dependent on him and focused on him and following him, because that's what a true disciple really makes. It's not that you have special talents, but that you are just fully devoted to Jesus. So I hope today you know that you have been chosen to be one of his disciples or apostles going out sharing the good news in this year of 2024, and that no matter what your talent is, you can be used by God. So I hope today you go out there, be like you're one of the 12, and I'll see you back here for some more about Jesus tomorrow.
You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.